Test 8, Part 2. You'll hear a lecture about children's literature. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Children's literature comprises writings designed to appeal to children, and it includes fiction, poetry, biography, history, riddles, fables, legends, myths, and folk tales. Until the invention of printing in the 15th century, the main sources of children's literature in the Western world were the Bible and the Greek and Latin classics. The publications of the first English printer included the fables of the Greek writer Aesop. Since then, there's been an increase in the range of children's literature. In this lecture, I'm going to discuss the developments in English and American literature for children. And I'll start with the Middle Ages. There's probably not a child in the world who hasn't heard of Robin Hood, the legendary hero from English folklore of the Middle Ages. He's supposed to have led a band of outlaws called the Merry Men who robbed the rich to give to the poor. One of the most important developments in children's literature was the use of illustrations. The first known children's picture book was issued in Latin in 1658, and it covered a wide range of subjects. The Romanticism that swept Europe in the 19th century had an impact on children's literature too. In Britain, the stories of novelist Sir Walter Scott became very popular with older children. In America, James Fenimore Cooper wrote a series known as the Leather Stocking Tales, of which the most famous book is The Last of the Mohicans. This interest in folklore led to the enrichment of children's literature with myths, legends, and wonder stories. The German brothers Grimm wrote outstanding fairy tales which circulated in translations throughout the world. These include tales such as Hansel and Gretel, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Valiant Little Tailor and Rapunzel. The Danish author Hans Christian Andersen wrote Thumbelina, The Little Match Girl, The Nightingale, The Red Shoes, The Ugly Duckling and The Constant Tin Soldier. In Britain, the most significant children's books at this time included Oscar Wilde's The Happy Prince and other tales, Robert Louis Stevenson's classic pirate tale Treasure Island, and Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Children's literature comprises writings designed to appeal to children, and it includes fiction, poetry, biography, history, riddles, fables, legends, myths, and folk tales. Until the invention of printing in the 15th century, the main sources of children's literature in the Western world were the Bible and the Greek and Latin classics. The publications of the first English printer included the fables of the Greek writer Aesop. Since then, there's been an increase in the range of children's literature. In this lecture, I'm going to discuss the developments in English and American literature for children. And I'll start with the Middle Ages. There's probably not a child in the world who hasn't heard of Robin Hood, the legendary hero from English folklore of the Middle Ages. He's supposed to have led a band of outlaws called the Merry Men who robbed the rich to give to the poor. One of the most important developments in children's literature was the use of illustrations. The first known children's picture book was issued in Latin in 1658, and it covered a wide range of subjects. The Romanticism that swept Europe in the 19th century had an impact on children's literature too. In Britain, the stories of novelist Sir Walter Scott became very popular with older children. In America, James Fenimore Cooper wrote a series known as the Leather Stocking Tales, of which the most famous book is The Last of the Mohicans. This interest in folklore led to the enrichment of children's literature with myths, legends, and wonder stories. The German brothers Grimm wrote outstanding fairy tales which circulated in translations throughout the world. These include tales such as Hansel and Gretel, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Valiant Little Tailor and Rapunzel. The Danish author Hans Christian Andersen wrote Thumbelina, The Little Match Girl, The Nightingale, The Red Shoes, The Ugly Duckling and The Constant Tin Soldier. In Britain, the most significant children's books at this time included Oscar Wilde's The Happy Prince and other tales, Robert Louis Stevenson's classic pirate tale Treasure Island, and Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.